This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part four of the message we began on Monday from the series we call What Jesus Did, He Does. We're in Mark, the fifth chapter, where we recall some powerful, tremendous miracles that Jesus performed when he was on this earth. But we make the application that the one who has authority over the demonic and over death itself and over disease has authority over our lives today. I want to tell you a story today about a man by the name of Harvey Carey who ministers in a city of Detroit. He's in a business of raising people from the dead spiritually, and it's a part of his ministry that through God's blessing and the power of Christ, he's able to do that. I want you to listen to the story of Harvey Carey today. One of the most powerful speaker, I think he would agree, was a man by the name of Harvey Carey, a black minister from Detroit. Harvey was an associate minister at the largest Baptist church in the state of Illinois. He grew up in Chicago. He was in Chicago and was successful, making a good salary at a big church in Chicago. But Harvey Carey said he felt God calling him to go to the inner city of Detroit. And what's remarkable, he'd never been to Detroit. Grew up in Chicago like I did, never been to Detroit, and he said something interesting. The only thing he remembered about Detroit was that's where, on Thanksgiving Day, the Detroit Lions play football against the Chicago Bears. That's the only thing he knew about Detroit. But he said, I feel called of God. And get this, he went to the poorest zip code in Michigan. Per capita, poorest zip code in Michigan, as well as Detroit, obviously. One of the poorest zip codes in all the country, where he started a church from scratch, didn't know anybody, just started a church. But they do something that's remarkable in the way they've impacted the community. They have 33% unemployment. Think of that. One out of three people doesn't work in that zip code, out of a job. He said crack houses were everywhere. Abandoned houses were everywhere. I think this is funny since I hate camping, but they do urban camping through his church. What does that mean? They get 100 men together. And they get tents and they camp out in front of a crack house, like in an empty lot across the street or next door. And they sing songs and they cook over a fire and they have 100 men singing Christian songs and worship and praise. And he says it's amazing how people won't go into a crack house when there's 100 men out there singing. Now here's the upshot of the story. He said 9 crack houses have closed since this church started doing this. 9 crack houses, they're making an impact. People who were once dead are brought back to life and they're having a real impact on their community. Why? Because they're dealing with Jesus who has authority over the demonic, over disease, over drugs, and over death. And I thought there's a great example of the God who did things in the past, does things now. Here's my point, what could he do in your life now? What could the Lord God Almighty do in your life now that can only happen through him? Some of you need to have a fall at the feet of Jesus moment, maybe today. And I'm not saying just in this service, but maybe at home, where you come to the feet of Jesus and you fall on your knees and say, I need you, Lord. I need you to help me.
Well, normally on Friday, we read an email or a letter from a listener. Tomorrow, we're going to end the program in a different way. Hope you'll listen then tomorrow to Cross Hope. But today, I read an email, a simple email from a man from Texas by the name of Wayne, who says, thank you for your obedience to God's calling. I have a farm in Texas, and this is where I listen to your broadcast. He concludes with this encouraging phrase, keep your speed up, and may our Heavenly Father continue to bless you and the ministry of Cross Hope Radio. God bless you. Our web address is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to a program you've missed or to write us. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.